to LaVoy.
LaVoy, hey, it's Jason Van Tatum. How you doing?
Very good, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I've got Stuart and Todd Engel on the line. They have something important they want to talk with you about real quick, if you're able to do that.
I am.
Hey, LaVoy.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
I mentioned on the radio, we were talking about, you know, the sheriffs. I think that'd be something you guys should really think about, is doing like a lateral move to a strong county with a good sheriff and some stand-up ranchers, and have a rancher host you guys. You guys just shift over. That way you're not, because the feds have built up all around you. They're getting ready to move on you. You know what I mean?
It kind of looks like they're getting ready to put a hurt on us.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're going to, you know, and our guys were, Todd was there yesterday with one of our other guys that was there, who's a special warfare guy. And he had a talk with Ammon about your tactical situation. You know, they built up about 400 feds in town, and they're going to, at the very least, put a cordon on you and lock you up, you know, lock you down so you can't get in or out. So if you were to shift over to some, like I said, to a county with a good constitutional sheriff who's ready to stand up, and he's got ranchers ready to stand, you shift over to someone's ranch, now they'll put a serious monkey wrench in their plans. What are they going to do with you then, you know?
Right. Well, you know what, Stuart? I'm going to be meeting tonight in the morning with Ryan and Ammon again. And I will surely run this by them. You know, I'm not sure how readily they would be to that. And actually, I will speak for myself, because it's important that you know where I'm coming from.
LaVoy, this is Todd Engel. I was one of the guys at the meeting yesterday with Ammon and Buddha. I stressed to them, I'm sure you know, how important it is for you guys to not be arrested and to continue this fight in another location. You guys are too valuable to all the ranchers in the whole entire western half of the country for us to lose you guys as basically the George Pattons of the resistance here.
Don't put us there. We're just rednecks.
Oh, I know, but you're no longer just a redneck. You are, you've stepped out and taken the lead. And if we lose you guys to prison, it is a big hit for the farmers. And I think it's going to really set them back in fear if you guys are all locked up. But if you guys can live to fight another day and move over to a friendly sheriff's county and continue the fight against BLM and EPA at the same time, at that point, let me just say something, LaVoy. At that point, if you guys were to do that, I'm pretty sure I could round up some pretty seriously armed dudes to come and hang out with you guys. And
that's kind of nice.
It wouldn't be like you the kind of guys you have right now. I was there yesterday. But you would have the support. It would be a great tactical and yet strategic movement just to pop smoke on that location, because you guys are now constructing your Alamo and your own prison, and it's almost done here. If you guys were able to move over into a friendly sheriff, were able to move over into the county of a friendly sheriff and continue the fight, you would do more goods for those ranchers in Harney County from Utah than you will do for those ranchers in Harney County from prison.
LaVoy,
or from a lofty position with a cord around you.
LaVoy, go ahead and talk. You were going to talk about where you were coming from. Please.
Well, this is something that as soon as, you know, this 8 o'clock that we have every morning, that I will bring to them all and express these concerns and these options and the advantages that they do bring. And so it behooves us to weigh all these things when they're brought to us and weigh them seriously, and to, because what you say has great validity to it. There's no doubt we truly recognize that they are bringing in a pretty tight perimeter, and that, you know, I mean, that that home right above us that never moves. I wonder what kind of an aircraft that is that has been there like for an hour and a half just sitting above us. You know, I'm assuming.
What is it, Lavoie? Explain that to me. What is it?
Well, you hear the props, and it doesn't travel. You know, you might see a little bit of a circle over us, but it's pretty much dead.
You feel it's a drone or a plane?
Well, no, a plane would be traveling, going somewhere. But see, the planes, if they fly over us all day long, you know, they make a loop. But this one sits in a tight circle, just kind of straight.
Okay. It's a drone. And are they doing it all night right now? Are they doing it all night to you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me tell you what that is, Lavoie. That is a thermal sensor up there, and they're looking for exactly where all of your security elements are at night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And once they have that all penciled in, then it can be go time any moment.
Yeah. Just in your own opinion, and I'm just kind of probing here from looking on the outside in, you know, we're looking from inside out.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a time frame would you give this before it goes hot?
Seriously. They can coordinate the void tonight. That is, there's a possibility, but my guess would be, anytime after tomorrow evening. They're going to do it late at night so that all of the people who haven't started to call that place home have left, including the neighbors, the media. But I would say tomorrow night is good because they know the cycle of PPN, that they all have to go home during the week.
Right, right.
And they're going to want to do it at the lull, where everybody's gone home, and for them to just turn right around and come back would be even a bigger hardship. If they do it on Thursday, we've all had some rest at home.
Stuart,
from tomorrow night, you're probably in peril.
Stuart,
let me ask you this question here. I'm just getting some input from people that are wise and has had a lot of experience here. So would you, the probability of them of just cordoning off and trying to choke us off by restricting supplies and resupply and stuff like that versus coming in hot and getting done by morning time and being home by lunch. What do you...
No, that's doubtful. I think they're going to cordon you guys off. No one will get in or out. Your media will cease. They'll probably shut your cell phones off completely, and they'll start to scare you to death. At this point, once they do that, they're not just going to fly a drone over you guys at night. They're going to start to fly choppers over the top of you. You guys are going to start to really get concerned about your health.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start to scare you. They don't have to raid you necessarily, but when you start seeing choppers flying over the top of that place at 3 or 4 in the morning, how much sleep are you guys going to get?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lavoie.
Yes.
Lavoie, this is Stuart. So the problem is we don't know what they're going to do. They might do a raid, because what they want to do, one way or the other, is shut down what you're doing in other places. You're starting a brush fire that's going to spread. They're going to want to stomp it out. And that's the problem, is that you are the brush fire source, right? So if you stay right there, they're going to shut you down one way or the other. They might do it with just a cordon, but they will, like you said, they're going to cut down all your communications. You will not be able to talk to anybody. They won't let the media go anywhere near you until I get up to the Branch Davidians. They isolated them. So you can't count on being able to have cell phones or any kind of ability to talk to the world. So that's one thing to think about. But the other way, though, is they could drop the hammer on you hard and do a raid or take you all into custody one way or another. So either way, though, they're going to stop you. So if you do a lateral shift, then they can't stop you.
Stuart, would we be able to supply support if they decided to go with a lateral
Absolutely.
Shift?
Absolutely. That's kind of what I was saying in your show. From the very beginning, the only objection anybody's had to you guys is the way you did what you did, okay? Because it is a weaker position. If you have a constitutional sheriff and you've got ranchers who won't stand and they're all united together, you'll have massive support. And they have never yet jumped down on a sheriff. You know that. When a sheriff has stood up, they have always backed down. So it's a huge game changer when sheriffs are involved.
Okay, gentlemen, listen to me here. This is not secure comms.
Well, we know.
Listen to me. Okay. They did not arrest Ammon, and they had three chances in three separate days to arrest him and a good contingent of his guys, and they did not do it. Because I feel that that would not have been a big enough camera moment to show their strength. Just turn around, sir, put your hands behind your back. They're going to want to stomp this down. So that is a big concern that they may hit you. Now, these unsecured comms, if that's their attitude, you guys, you need to leave. I would like to see you leave tonight. Because they're listening to this. They know you're going to pop smoke and skedaddle to a secure county where a sheriff is going to protect you.
Right. Yeah, we understand that all of these communications are being monitored. We've no doubt.
Absolutely.
About that. Sure. Yeah.
But we don't know how sketchy or fast. So when I said it earlier on the radio show, so we're going ahead and just, you know, talking to you straight. So that's
don't
our
leave
advice.
Tonight. You better leave tomorrow night, LaVoy.
Well, we need
you guys out here to fight, my friend.
Yeah, I sure appreciate that, and I definitely, in fact, we'll have a touch bases tonight on this very issue with them. I'll bring that up for serious consideration and weigh that heavily. There's definitely some people here that that I would like to have out of here more quickly. I would like to have there's a young family that came in. I would really like to see them move out first thing in the morning.
At the latest.
Yeah, and so actually, I'm actually out from when I go from here. I got to do just a few other things. I'm supposed to be over there to headquarters, and I'll speak to them about that, and then again we'll address it more direct head on in the morning too with the full team.
Okay, right. We're praying for you, LaVoy.
Okay.
Look at it's a matter of strategy. You do what your enemy is not ready for you to do.
Yeah, you know, everything you say, I see the wisdom in all of that, and so believe me, I do, and so we will sit down and put some serious consideration in exactly what you're saying.
Right, good to go.
Thank you for taking my call and listening to us. I know you're getting them from everywhere, and it was out of the blue, so I appreciate it. I hope you know that we're coming from a place of honor and wanting to do the right thing.
You bet. And I do appreciate it. And so we'll stay in touch. And this is something that we'll know pretty quick here. And so thanks again for all your prayers. Thanks again for all your support. And thanks, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. And if you decide
have a good night.
You'd like to move and you want that support, you get a hold of me and we'll make that happen, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right. Good night.
Bye. Good night. All right. Thanks, guys. I'm going to have to do it with my wife, so I got to go, but I can call you guys back later on.
All right.
Bye. All right, bye.